to the Ways and Means Committee. It's 5:19 on May 15th, 2018. Call the meeting to order. Acknowledge that the press and public have been duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Approval of previous meetings minutes. Regular meeting of April 17th and special meeting of April 11th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Motion passes. Anyone here for citizens' comments? Anyone here? Okay. Next item on the agenda is financial statement presentation by Treasurer Debbie Suggs.
All right. What we have here is the April 30th, 2018 statement, 10 months into the city's fiscal year. Nothing major out of the ordinary to discuss. General fund revenues are 78% collected, and general fund expenditures are 79% expended. So pretty even there. Property taxes are slightly ahead of where we were this time last year, and not too far from budget, so we should make the budget on the property tax line. Local option sales tax and business licenses also running ahead of where we were this year. In fact, almost all revenue streams are slightly ahead of last year, with the exception of rental licenses, parking, and all other. All the departments are fairly close to budget. There are some issues with timing associated with the mayor and council line item in general government. Public Works, remember, has some significant storm-related overtime. But overall, good shape on general fund expenditures. Cash position, you can see with the spending associated with the offshore renourishment project, our cash balances are coming down. That's to be expected. $18 million total cash for the city at the end of April 2018 compared to the end of $21 million at the end of April 2017. Any questions?
I think that this is probably a good time to bring up a quick topic that the treasurer and I have been working on, and that's about all the businesses at the marina getting some agreed-upon procedures done by the city's auditors to make sure that revenues, cost of sales, are being presented correctly. And it's a special report. It's not, you know, it's not a compilation or a review or audit. You know, I don't need to go into all that with you. I don't think I've got. I'm ready to, but I want to shorten this as much as possible. But we're in the process of working on that right now.
We're going to reach out to McKay Kitty, our current auditors.
We already have, yeah.
Get a price from them to see how much that works.
For what? What is what are you getting them to do?
So
I just didn't quite understand.
Verification, right? It's agreed upon procedures.
Agreed upon procedures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means that we want to test cash and revenues. This will have the auditors test cash and revenues and cost of sales.
For all the businesses at the marina.
That's right. Making sure that they're reporting correctly.
Including sublease lessees.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Yeah.
The city has leases with the four tenants. And in those leases, there's a statement that the tenant will make available their books and records for the city's review at the city's request. Okay. We have no such leases with any of the sub-tenants.
I understand. So
let me explain something real. I'm going to do it real quick. So there's three levels of assurance that an independent CPA can give. We have the audit, which all municipalities have, and that's the highest form of assurance. That's when they do except a lot of testing, the examination of the records, third-party confirmations on payables and receivables, and an awful lot of field work. A review is just is conducted with limited assurance that there are no material modifications that should be made to the financial statements for them to be in conformity with the financial reporting framework. A review significantly differs from an audit. Review engagements provide less assurance to the reader of the financial statements because the CPA does not perform any audit procedures. A compilation, all that is the objective is to assist management in presenting financial information in the form of financial statements without undertaking any assurance that there are no material modifications that should be made to the financial statements. Basically, in layman's language, that's just saying, let me see your financial statements. Yeah, cash is in the right place. It's not in accounts payable. You know, and your assets are in the right places and all you fixed in your depreciation schedules. That's the least form of assurance. We need more than that. But they're trying to, we don't know for sure if they're going to recommend an audit or review, but the price difference is big.
If I may.
Go ahead.
This was born out of real property where the question I posed, and it's very different than an audit question, is cash control processes, which if, and Debbie and I had this discussion beforehand, if the city is entitled to revenues apart from just simple slip rentals, so take any of the tenants that pay for a slip, if there's a percentage of that business operations revenues flowing through to the marina operations, what are our process and procedure for understanding how that flows through to the city's gross income, ultimately affecting the gross profit calculation? So my question was not about audit. It was about having processes in place where we get reports quarterly or whatever, you know, ways and means decides is appropriate, to assure that the monies are flowing through. And is if we're to have that many businesses, if businesses are growing down there, how is that affecting the city bottom line? And I distinguished in that meeting, that's very different than audit, right? To me, audit is looking at what happened and is looking at going forward process and ensuring, working with the city administration, we have processes going forward. So I just wanted to make that distinction.
We might need to have some more discussions to make sure we are all in agreement
okay.
as to what the scope of work needs to be.
I'm always available.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's all I had on that. How about you, Debbie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Continue with the report, please.
Okay. So no questions on the cover sheet. We'll run briefly through the tourism schedules. Municipal accommodations tax, about where we would expect it to be. This is related to February, so it's a low period of time, but year over year, 3% ahead of last year. That's a typo. It should say FY17 there. I believe we've already reported that we have received the second payment from Charleston County. We were expecting this decrease. It's not a surprise. This is exactly the amount of money that was budgeted. We have received notice from Charleston County that the amount will go back up next year, and so that's one of the items on the
menu.
Menu for change to the gray budget is increasing this revenue stream by some $70,000 for FY19. State accommodations tax, I don't think we've received any new money since we last met. Beach preservation fee fund mirrors the Muni ATAX schedule. So again, 3% ahead of last year. Hospitality tax continues to be strong. I don't have the number of payers there because I'm still figuring out how to determine that with the BSNA program, but the revenue amount is correct, $59,000 for the month compared to $57,000 last year, overall 5% ahead. The next schedule is new to y'all. I have maintained it for quite some time, but it occurred to me that this is a good barometer of overall economic activity on the island. This is the local option sales tax collection. So it is the city's piece of the 1% local option tax. And the way that gets flows through to us is it's collected at the state level. There are some machinations that the state does. There are Robin Hood provisions, so some of the richer communities like us, money is withheld to spread amongst the poor sections of the state, and then there's a true up at year end. But we receive money monthly. I'm tracking it here, and you can just kind of go along the bottom and see. You can see the economic downturn and its impact on the island's economy, and then how it has recovered. And then there's that blip for a one-time payment related to James Island. James Island has been a town and then wasn't a town, and been a town multiple times. And so all that, during the periods that they're not a town, they're...
Don't pick them.
Their local option sales tax is spread amongst the rest of the communities. So that's where you see the spikes. But just, I thought that some of y'all might find this interesting. Project worksheets, if there are no questions on those graphs. Beach restoration project. I think we're pretty much done with the spending associated with that. I'm sure we'll have some CSE expenses because they kind of bill late. But we have paid the retainage out to Great Lakes Sock and Dredge. Mm-hmm. And
huge.
We are still planning on having enough money to fund the project without any debt. Now, we reported last month, and we did this. We had to borrow some money from existing city funds in order to make that last $5 million or $4 million application for payment. It was $5 million. So, right now, there is a due to capital projects fund amount of $1,583,000 and a due to the disaster recovery fund of $1,002,000. So as the FEMA money is collected, we will satisfy those inter-fund payables. And we'll keep you abreast of how that comes out.
Just a quick question. Do we think that'll happen before the next next budget year, like in June? Just curious.
I think we'll get some money from FEMA. Whether or not we get it all, I'm not sure. And so there will likely be a due to defund at mm-hmm. year end. But
okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. I just was curious. Mm-hmm.
It is slow.
Okay, phase two drainage. April expenses associated with the construction payout almost $146,000. And the other CSE, professional services of $3,000.
So funny. Mm-hmm. The same letters.
Again, we expect this, there's a slight overage, but we expect it to be covered by the contingency. Front Beach, this is project worksheet number 3, the Front Beach restroom renovation. April payout number 3, construction oversight, but still within budget. Marina bulkhead bulkhead rehabilitation, another payout 3. That was as well, but within budget.
Mr. Chairman, I want to just mention on this one, there was a small amount of work that the restaurant requested to be done, and also some side work that remains to be done, and those were authorized. They're below the toggle requiring approval by this group, but those were authorized to move forward, and so those expenses will come out of what remains as well. We'll be reimbursing.
Is this almost done? Just about
finished? The bulkhead is
It looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. It seems almost done.
Yes.
There's still some final cleanup, but mm-hmm. that should be done in the next few weeks.
There was some sand leakage, mm-hmm. too, from that major rain that we had that had to be fixed.
But but it's just about, okay, that's good, before Memorial Day.
And the last one, excuse me. The last one's underground fuel storage tanks. Not much activity on this. But I think
it never was.
It'll shortly.
We're still working on it.
Some activity there. The rest of the document are the balance sheets and revenue and expense statements.
Any questions for the treasurer? Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
We move on to old business. I see there is no old business. So we'll move on to new business. Item A, report on recommendation of the Public Works Committee to approve a change order in amount of $9,073.98 for the relocation of a junction box to avoid conflict with power line.
I'd like to make that in the form of a motion.
So let me just clarify for you all that this is a report to this committee because it falls under the toggle for requiring a vote. It has already been authorized to move forward, and it has to do with a conflict with an electrical that we had to modify the project.
Very good. Right. Item B. Okay. Recommendation from the Public Safety Committee to award a contract in the amount of $25,000 to Mullerin Pyrotechnics for the 2018 July 4th fireworks show.
That's required motion.
I'd like to make that in the form of a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Second.
Any discussion?
What day is that on?
I think it's the 4th.
Like a Wednesday or something.
Is there any other notes? Yes, sir.
Okay, I just have a quick question for curiosity. Prior years, how much was, what have we spent? And have we used the same group?
This is consistent with what we normally spend on fireworks. And this is this contractor, I guess this is their second or third year?
Third year with us.
For probably 15 years, we used a different contractor, but.
Same amount of money,
yes. Yeah.
It's a long story.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Isn't this the third year of a third year mm-hmm. contract?
Correct.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'll just say, we did discuss some public safety, some issues that came up last year with mm-hmm. some delays mm-hmm. that I guess were unavoidable, mm-hmm. But were noticeable, I think, right. to people who attended the show.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Motion passes. Item C, report on emergency procedure from Technology Solutions, the amount not to exceed $27,000 for replacement of the City Hall server experiencing interruptions in service. Page 22, line 27, General Government Capital Outlay. Is there a motion?
Motion.
But we don't, if it's a report, isn't that what I just messed up?
No, this is above the line.
Yes, above the $25,000.
Okay.
But we do
I'm
have to do
I'm trying to keep
it.
Up.
Yeah. I'll second.
Okay, so is it in the budget?
So we had planned for next year to replace this server, so for the FY19 budget. However, it's not going to be able to wait. We need to go ahead under the emergency provisions and replace it now. Otherwise, we are running the risk that it's going to completely go, which will mean the entire city hall operation, including the financial aspect of the city, will be put out of service. So Technology Solutions has worked to try to get us the best price here to replace it, and we need to move forward with doing it before our systems die.
Is it in the budget?
It is not in the FY18 budget, no. It was projected for FY19.
It's an FY, will it be taken out of the FY19 budget then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It will be taken out of 19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be removed from 19.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that changes the whole story. Is there any further discussion?
One quick question.
Yes, sir.
Is it large enough to handle us for years going forward? I'm sure we've had this evaluation.
It all depends on the Russians.
I believe that was made by...
Your new one will be. I've spoken with Mo about it, and he's definitely going to make sure this one will carry for several years.
And I think the plan is to reuse the current one, to redo it, and maybe put the court by itself on that one.
Correct.
And then the ledger and all the financial stuff can be by itself on the other, on the new one.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Motion passes. Recommendation from the Recreation Committee to approve the 2018 Farmers Market Budget. I guess we'll hear from Recreation Department on this.
I don't.
Committee?
The committee would be there.
Yeah. Right. We basically went through and approved the budget. And if anybody has any questions on it, try to answer for it.
How much is it?
I believe
it's
the
in
council.
Your packet.
Yeah, it's in the packet.
It's the last page. I believe the council already approved to pay for the parking.
That's correct.
So we, if you look at the way the budget is phrased, that's calculated as a source of revenue for the farmers market. That being the case, we actually project
revenue and also
proceeds. Not a cost. I'd also like to mention that we think this is a very conservative revenue estimate because it doesn't include any sponsorship opportunities or any additional fees for alcohol sales, which will require a premium. I know that there were concerns about compensation to the managers of the farmers market, and in committee, we discussed this at length and frankly believe that this is a service that we're contracting for the sake of the city. And really, we're contracting a couple of professionals that are putting countless hours, as Desiree can tell you, into the management of this farmer's market. So
it's only $200 for the management for the whole season?
Per market.
Per market.
Okay.
But that's considering the hours put in, it's an incredibly reasonable fee in light of the fact that they're generating revenue for the city with what they're doing.
Okay, so what do we need to do? We need to vote on this. We've already voted on it, right? Or no?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we need a motion.
Is this a report?
Is there a motion?
There was a motion.
Okay, any further discussion?
No, I don't think there was. There wasn't a motion in this meeting.
I move to approve the recommendation from the Recreation Committee.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? There being none, we'll call for all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion passes. Item E, discussion of fiscal year 19 budget.
Yes.
So we could go on until the wee hours and we could talk about erasers and things like that. And I'll be glad to listen to any of those and deal with any of those issues that someone might have in mind. I'd like to start out with some of the big items that I think is going to affect the budget, and I'm sure I'm missing something out, and Linda and Debbie can help me. But we talked about an item in executive session that could help us with the budget. That's all we can say about that. If I understand correctly, we're going to lease the fire truck. So that's going to take $700,000. It's already out of the budget, right? The new one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Out of the gray one.
Mm-hmm. Out of the gray budget.
And everything but the down payment. Mm-hmm. And that's the down payment is part of these changes.
Right. And then the fire radios are out, $35,000.
Okay.
Did you take out the 120 dune for half of the dune walkover?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's on the list.
Okay, so then we got a $27,000 additional savings that's going to be placed in service in fiscal year 18.
Except it's only $15,000 in the budget. The server cost more than we thought, than the budget for FY19 anticipated.
We're going the wrong way.
Well, that was going the right way, just not by as much.
Yeah.
So I think these are good changes, and they're substantial material reductions. Especially knowing a little secret we can't talk about. So all of that totals up to a substantial dent in the deficit. Mm-hmm. And I'd be welcome to entertain anybody's thoughts on that. And if you got some minutia that you want to talk over, be more than happy to entertain you on that and entertain any ideas, hopefully to reduce the budget.
I have a question about the reduction for the dune walkovers and what that means exactly.
It's just the budget, original budget had replacing all the dune walkovers at a cost of $240,000.
No, sir, it wasn't all the dune walkovers.
No, the original budget did.
Yeah,
didn't
but it's
not
actually clear at the beginning what the it was 250.
Yeah,
240.
Yeah, that was not to replace all the dune walkovers, but it was what has happened, what we have learned in doing the replacements to the dune walkovers is that they have been costing more than the amount that we have been budgeting every year. So the amount that was put in the gray budget was reflective of the kind of costs we're really encountering. And most of that has to do with the length of them. We're fortunate that in places we have these long walkovers. And then also, in order to meet the ADA requirements and the OCRM requirements, which require us to stay, I think it's 24 inches off the top of the highest dune, so it creates a longer slant going up and down. So we increased it for that reason. So what this is it's just taking the number, reducing it by 50% over what we had increased it.
Yeah, I misspoke. It's not all of them, but it's the amount that was the total amount that was in there.
And when we say walkovers, are we talking about the access paths or the actual places where we have physical structures?
It can be either one. It can be, and I know we have some of the mat money in other areas of the budget, but it can be mats, it can be some just efforts to improve a certain area. Okay. Sometimes we have put down material, and when I say material, I mean, that hard-packed sand shell material. Yes. And then other times we have done the constructed walkovers. The last two was the one that was done at that's just finished construction, and then the one that's by the sea cabins was replaced probably about 5 years ago. We do get more and more requests for additional handicapped accessible beach access paths. So it's just kind of a placeholder for what we might want to do in the next year.
So we're still adding 125 over what we have done in the past, but not as much as we originally were saying you were going to add.
Reduced it
right,
to 50%.
Correct.
Gotcha.
No, not exactly. So, I mean, I think in the past we've had 100,000. Maybe we've had 200. Mm-hmm.
Consistently.
And it's a provision. We don't have necessarily at this point an exact walkover picked out that we're going to improve. It is just a bucket of money that's available as needs arise.
Okay.
So now that bucket is going to be, instead of the 250 in the gray budget, it's going to be 125.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, a suggestion.
So go ahead.
In ways of simplifying matters, why don't we go along with the budget minus some of these minor adjustments we discussed in the previous Ways and Means Committee, and the windfall, let's call it, that we're anticipating, just put that in the fund balance to replenish it. Isn't that the simplest approach?
And I don't know if they might even have a
problem with that. The item we can't discuss.
Oh, that!
Yeah.
That's better.
I have a question.
Yes, you're right.
You're following?
Yes, sir. I did. Any other ideas? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm just wondering if we shouldn't be putting more money aside toward the marina and the docks than we are.
Well, me, I have great concerns about that. I also have great concerns is we're not putting any money aside for disaster preparedness. Not a dime.
Agreed.
Not one penny. But this is a really tight year.
I just feel like the docks are going to...
Well, I was the one, I think you remember,
right,
that
right.
brought up the starting
right,
this. But so. It's a piddly amount. It's only, what is it, $65,000?
Correct. 70 or 75.
In that range.
It's very little.
So does Real Property have a recommendation?
I had one that sort of died a slow death on this thing. What we were looking at doing, which we can't fit the time schedule, was to use the $70,000 for the big grant, go ahead, do the fuel dock, try to do the underground storage tank at the same time so that we wouldn't have to redo the line twice and all that. The time schedule is not going to work out. So on this sheet, there's roughly $139,000 that's unlikely to move forward in this time scale. And we also talked about that the loan is paid off in February of 19, making funds available through that loan payoff. But in my opinion, we need to have a few hundred thousand dollars at least set aside for the marina for items that have been previously discussed. And we don't know explicitly what.
Is that a motion?
I just have a question. So when do we think we might know? When will this assessment, do we have any time frame of when?
I just got the RFP today, right? So
okay.
The attorney is working on the contract that will be included as part of the RFP. We usually have our RFP out for 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. There's a deadline for questions
right.
in another week. So it would be probably two months, mm-hmm. 2.5 months.
It's probably the July council.
July.
Yes, sir.
So one, hopefully last question on that. There's the big idea, the long-term solve, which is the RFP. The short-term fixes that we want to execute, are you suggesting that those can be paid out of this 138?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. There's no way.
That's right. So,
no, to be clear.
Do we have any idea of, I mean, what's our plan of attack for identifying the urgent needs that that fall within just general maintenance?
The plan of attack is the RFP. What we need to do, and I'm happy to make a motion to set aside $250,000 for general maintenance of the marina, absent any better data at this mm-hmm. point.
Right? From what fund?
It's a placeholder. Where's it come from?
Marina fund?
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Well, we have in the budget, we have currently $65,000. We have $138,000 here.
It's actually
$150,000.
What's the projected marina fund balance at the end of the year, Debbie?
At the end of this year, of course, the marina fund balance includes fixed assets. So if you would.
It's negative.
Back that out. It's $600,000.
Yeah, I don't think it's negative.
There
you go. Well, which one is negative?
That's with ATAX transfers, correct?
That's the estimated FY18 ending fund balance, not counting.
Did you say you had a motion
to set aside $250,000, and that would include what's already on this sheet that was handed out, $140,000, $138,000.
So,
and the existing $70,000 that was in the budget is a separate line item. I don't have a magic wand to make.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion.
If I may, I can't tell. Are we going to get the big grant or not? I mean,
so
would we have big grant expenditures?
Of course.
So I would encourage you all to try to retain the money that you have related to the big grant, pure set aside by itself, so that you can take advantage of getting that grant. And then in addition to that, do the set aside that Councilmember Bell is talking about. Remember, because the money is budgeted does not necessarily mean you will have to spend it.
Right.
We still need to get pricing and everything to know what we need to spend, but it would be better to have that money there as all, and also the engineering money there for this assessment RFP that we're putting out. So I believe that what you really need is to make sure you keep the big grant pure and in there, additional money to pay for some of these safety repairs that we feel like we're going to need to make, and then you need to have the engineering money in there to do the bigger assessment to be able to prioritize over the long haul. Mm-hmm. That would be what I would think would be the best.
Linda, if I might, point of clarity on the big grant, it's not the $140,000, it's the $70,000 that would be coming to the city, correct?
$69,467.
Which is up at the top under revenues.
Yeah.
So if you see number 3 under your revenues, correct. That shows you your grant coming in. And yes, leave that intact, and leave the 138,934 intact, because to get the 69,467 projected, you've got to spend 138,934.
So not necessarily in this year.
The motion on the floor would satisfy that.
Well, it doesn't keep everything separate. It was
right.
One bucket.
He's adding $250,000.
Is there any further discussion?
One quick question,
of course,
Mr. Chair. We pay off the loan in February 19.
Correct.
That's paying it off.
Correct.
Then it's a whole nother year before we have $300,000 to put back into that bucket again.
Yeah, pro rata, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think it's a smart thing for us to do.
Thank you.
Call for the vote.
Any further comments, questions?
Well, so
are you clear on the motion, Marie?
Think so.
Hope
because
so.
Basically the motion was to add $250,000 right. to the FY19 budget.
Okay.
Right.
And that would come out of the marina fund itself. There would be no participation from any other fund.
No, well, that's where it's going.
Yeah,
250.
Mm-hmm. So there's no ATAX money transferred in to help offset that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will push the marina fund balance for FY19. Cash balance pretty low.
Yep. But any other discussion? To be none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
Aye.
Nay. Code of votes passes 8-1. Any other suggestions or motions to be heard by this committee on the budget?
So if I just want to check and make sure I'm clear that you guys are in favor of everything that has been developed on the menu, the revenue changes, the rebudgets, and also the expenditures as indicated on here, plus what the motion that just passed.
And so this sheet plus a reduction of $15,000 for taking the server out.
Right.
And adding an additional $250,000 of expense for potential marina
repairs.
Emergency repairs.
Mm-hmm. Emergency repairs.
Besides the marina, which fund will have the largest fund balance? Not the general fund, but the other funds at the end of the year, projected.
Let's use the gray budget in mm-hmm. the end of FY19.
That's correct. That's what I don't have in front of me.
Here, I'm from Pashima. Capital projects, and the next one's the tourism.
If we're talking about marina stuff, I would take capital projects fund off the list.
Yeah.
So the mini ATAX, not set aside for other things, would be $195,000. Hospitality tax not set aside for other things would be $567,000. And state A tax not set aside for other things is projected to be $347,000. So of those three, the hospitality tax fund would be the...
Yeah.
Did we follow up on my suggestion about alternative uses for hospitality tax?
Yeah, the gray budget incorporates that.
Very good. I'm sure the merchants would be very happy to hear that. Well, don't like to do it, but I feel like I must. I'd like to make a motion to take $100,000 of the hospitality tax, the ending balance, and put it into the disaster preparedness fund.
I'll second that.
So, the disaster recovery fund is actually part of the general fund for financial reporting purposes. So this would be a transfer from the hospitality tax fund into general fund money, and there would be no, I mean, it would be a savings thing. There would be no expenditure for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. When you talk about state law and what
I know, you can't go get it. I that's what I want it to
be used for.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think disaster recovery is on the.
So and let me just offer something to think about.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Belinda.
I'm sorry.
Something I overlooked that's very important. You just said they probably wouldn't smile upon that
right.
in
mm-hmm.
Columbia.
Right.
Any of these. Shoot.
Forget that's why we usually fund the disaster recovery fund from excess revenues over expenditures at the end of a fiscal year in the general.
So Jimmy, you can do that when the funds that we can't talk about come in.
Well, and let me offer just to think about when we get to the point that we've, you know, are wrapping up the year
mm-hmm.
and look at how we have done.
Right.
There are going to be other recoveries that we did not discuss earlier. that will be in those revenues, and at that time you will be able to make some decisions concerning putting the positive net result, yes.
But we can wink about it, right?
Yeah. We can wink. So I would encourage you to save that decision
It's out. It's out.
On the second.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's out. Okay. Any other suggestions? Yes.
Just a question in terms of the legislature and what they're looking at in terms of how we use ATAX monies. Mm-hmm. Talking about various funds. If we have already allocated the ATAX monies into the 19 budget, and then they do come back and say, now you can use ATAX for
drainage
and so forth and so on, we're not in a position to be able to use any of those monies because they're already allocated, correct?
Well, it depends on how long you get
But I mean, the ATAX monies that are already assigned to projects could not be reassigned, saying, okay, well, based on now, we're not going to get any more ATAX money, but we can just use it differently. Correct?
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all can do a budget amendment anytime that you want to.
Okay, so there could be a budget amendment done if, in fact, this comes through.
We've never done one before, I remember, but we could do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, three readings.
Have that clarified.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question, and maybe you can fill in the past how you put forth the budget to the public in advance of, you know, when the council votes on it.
You mean the public hearing?
Yeah, and in any communication that you all, like, do you put together a document that kind of gives highlights of new things in the budget and, you know, sums things up, which I think would be nice to do as far as communication, and maybe push it out on social media to engage the public and let them know that there's a hearing and that have we not don't usually
so we
do
have advertised the public hearing, and what will happen at that public hearing is that the gray budget is the one that is advertised. Mm-hmm. Typically at that we review the highlights of the gray budget. What we will also do is talk about those changes that will be made to what will be the final version. So we'll use this version and then talk about some of the things that you guys have authorized tonight that would go into the final version so that we're foreshadowing them. We will emphasize that there is not a tax increase associated with it. We could easily write up a little summary.
Yeah.
That we could post to make people aware, and then we open it up for any questions related to the budget that anybody wants to ask.
Linda usually gives that report at the podium.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really nice to have a one page, maybe with some charts and graphs that illustrate.
So we can do a written summary. We're not going to be able to produce charts and graphs.
Okay.
The city treasurer is going to take a little vacation between now and the public hearing, so I would not have access to her wonderful Excel abilities to try to produce those, and I'd be a little uncomfortable that it might not be accurate, but we can definitely come up with a narrative summary.
Just something that's easy for the general public to follow and understand and know.
Sure.
What some of the changes and new spending initiatives that we're doing and the reasons. You know, nothing super long, but just something that's
drainage.
Easy to follow.
Yeah. Drainage, sure.
And I understand why you want to do that prior to final approval.
Right.
But certainly afterwards, we could also get some more, maybe get a few of your graphs in there.
Here's what we did.
And then also, okay. I mean, just in some of the municipal association, when I went to the session on the budgeting, it talked about budgeting. There's some municipalities really try to engage the public and let them know and get them to come to the hearing. Like they even put like sticky notes on their garbage cans to alert people that this hearing is coming up to make sure that people know about it and are involved and they're aware.
Any other comments about fiscal year 19 budget? There being none, we'll leave this subject and go to miscellaneous business. None, except that we're going to be adopting a safe boat week.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yes, sir.
We're doing a proclamation in support of National Safe Boating Week, May 19th through the 25th, 2018. Whereas recreational boating is fun and enjoyable, and the citizens and visitors of the Isle of Palms are fortunate that we have sufficient resources to accommodate a wide variety of pleasure boating demands. And whereas at times our waterways can become crowded and boating to the unprepared can be risky activity. And whereas not knowing or obeying the navigation rules or the nautical rules of the road, or drinking alcohol or taking drugs while operating a boat, or choosing not to wear life jackets are examples of human error or a lack of proper judgment. And whereas on average 700 people die each year in boating related accidents in the U.S. Approximately 70% of these fatalities are caused by drowning. And whereas the vast majority of these accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and not by boat equipment or environmental factors. And whereas a significant number of boaters who lose their lives by drowning each year would be alive today had they worn their life jackets. And whereas today's life jackets are more comfortable, more attractive, and more wearable than styles of years past and deserve a fresh look by today's boating public. So therefore, be it proclaimed on this day, May 15, 2018, that the mayor and city council of the Isle of Palms, on behalf of the city, do urge all those who boat to wear a life jacket and practice safe boating habits. Thank you.
Okay, the next meeting will be 5 p.m. Tuesday. You got to vote on it?
Mm-hmm. Do I hear a motion for this?
I move to accept.
Proclaim it.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Can I make one statement?
Yes.
Can we push that proclamation to our marina and require anybody who rents a boat from our marina must be given at least some instructions as to what the safety issues are? Because I think now there's no instructions. I mean, you don't have to pass a test or you don't have to do anything to rent a boat at the marina. I would think given this proclamation, we would really want to emphasize any place where boats are rented on our properties that we should.
I'll
really
pass cover. That along. I have a meeting with Brian and Jay on Thursday. So that's going to be interesting. Next meeting date, 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 19th. There is no need for executive session. We already had one. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.